I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Lane Library League presents the 14th Annual Authors and Artists Fair at the Lane County Fairgrounds on Saturday, December 7th. It's a benefit for the League's summer reading program. Among the authors will be Howard W. Robertson, who follows 9 books of poetry with a novel called Peculiar Pioneer. Although it's a fictional account of the clash between settlers and indigenous in Oregon, it draws from one of his own ancestors' trail journals from a wagon train in 1853 and from his Cherokee heritage as well. Howard W. Robertson joins me in the KLCC studios. Welcome, Howard.
Thank you, Eric.
Tell me about the trail journal you've drawn from and how it influenced your perspectives in writing this book.
It was a fascinating day-by-day account of a wagon train that went from southern Indiana all the way across the trail and through central Oregon to the south end of the Willamette Valley to what was called Eugene City. And my great-great-great-grandparents were in the lead wagon on that train. And this is a person on that train, the cousin of my great-great-great-grandfather, is the one who wrote the trail journal.
You also have indigenous heritage that's central to your identity. How has that shaped you and the resulting book?
The pioneer part was a more explicit part of my background. I always knew the other, and I somehow felt that the territory into which this wagon train entered, the south end of the Willamette Valley, had experienced a plague around 1830 for several years that had killed 80% of the tribes living there, of the people in the tribes. Before this train got there, and the people that were still alive had been moved over to the Coast Reservation, also known as the Silets Reservation. And so they came into what for them was just empty land waiting for them. It was Eden, and that was how they saw it. They didn't really see it as somebody else's land that they were now appropriating. That's what this book does through the main character, who has an Ahadasat mother, which is, she's from Nootka Island in what's now British Columbia, and a father who was a fur trader for the Hudson's Bay Company, a Scotsman from Scotland who was working for the Canadian company. So it also brings into the North American experience point of view of something other than the American settlers. It also brings in the Canadian experience.
And how do the issues of racism and culture clash play into Isaac McClure, the protagonist's experiences?
The climactic event is when he is revealed to the pioneers that he's living among, and as far as they know, he's one of them. His past comes out, and he's expelled, and this destroys his dream of being part of this new order that's being established. He tries to fight against slavery and racism by becoming a soldier in the U.S. Army and fighting in the Civil War, but everything in his life conspires to send him back to where he came from.
What about the conflicts between the settlers and the indigenous did you particularly want to illuminate?
These were people who had been here for centuries, if not millennia, and had a way of life that was rapidly and suddenly being destroyed, first by the plague and then by the actual society that came in and moved everyone away and set down an entirely different way of living. You know, we went from, the Kalapuya and the Willamette Valley were hunters and gatherers, semi-nomadic, moved from place to place seasonally. And then you bring in this property-oriented farming society, and it's just a complete revolution of the way humans relate to the land. I just don't think that perspective has been brought in, and I just would like to tell a story where people feel that and realize it and understand it.
What do you think we still need to learn here in 2013 from all the conflicts that happened back in the 1850s?
Well, the complexity of the American experience. We have extremely multi-ethnic society with many different points of view, respecting other people's traditions. This just retells the story in terms of that.
And you will be at the Authors and Artists Fair at the Lane County Fairgrounds this Saturday.
I will, and I'll have copies of Peculiar Pioneer and of two poetry books that were published. And this has been a good year for me. 4 of my books were published, and I'll have 3 of them there at the table.
Well, it sounds like it's been a really busy and creative time for you.
It really has.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes with us during that busy creative time.
Well, thank you.
Howard W. Robertson, author of Peculiar Pioneer. a novel involving the clash of Native culture and settlers in Oregon in the 1850s. Howard W. Robertson will be one of the authors present at the 14th Annual Lane Library League's Authors and Artists Fair this Saturday, December 7th. The fair runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Howard will be there from 2 to 4 p.m. For more on the Authors and Artists Fair, lanelibrary.org. For more information on Peculiar Pioneer and Howard W. Robertson, howardwrobertson.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.